Welcome to the Innovation Drive. I am your innovator, Nevada Smith, and today I'm going to talk about Safe 4.5 and the cone of uncertainty. Please look it up online. You'll get a visual of this particular cone of uncertainty. So what you've got to visualize on the Anchor podcast is a funnel. And the funnel has an understanding as you go into an IT project at the start. So you're right at the edge of the funnel with an understanding. Not a lot's known about the project you're trying to do. You're normally working in a waterfall or an agile approach, and nobody really understands what it is that you're trying to build. You're typically working with BAs and trying to document what it is that you want to be building. You're working with SMEs, you're working with customers, and everybody's got their own opinion on exactly what it is that you need to be building. And that's what is called the entry point of the cone of uncertainty, and it's typically on the edge of the funnel. So in a typical, even agile approach, you're going through agile sprint after sprint, and you're not really working directly with the customer here and getting that customer feedback. So you go along in a straight line, and within 2 weeks, you're actually outside the funnel completely. Your understanding hasn't changed. People are making assumptions and they're continuing with those assumptions. And those assumptions are really, really bad when you're dealing with an architecture that doesn't support the actual functionality that the customer wanted. So you continue in this straight line, and by the time you get the feedback is really when you go into user acceptance testing. So even though people think they're doing agile, they're normally, you know, months away from actually delivering a product to the customer to get that feedback back to the customer. So they're way off the mark. And then they get all this feedback from the customer and all these defects, and everybody grinds out defect after defect after defect in an attempt to move the understanding back inside the funnel towards the end product that the customer actually wanted. And people are giving up functionality, and they're making commitments, and they're negotiating changes that need to be done based on how much time is actually left to get to launch date. So a better way of dealing with this is, after an initial 2 week sprint, is to do a demo. Get that feedback from the customer. Work with that customer to keep yourself inside the funnel. So you'll keep these little iterative checks and balances in place where you can adapt. So it's really around the PDCA cycle, which is plan, do, check, adapt. And you really have to adapt on at least a 2 week sprint basis. If you're not adapting and you're not getting that customer feedback after every 2 weeks, you are definitely going to deliver something to the market that they weren't expecting, and it's going to be a problem. So that's it. So the tip for today is the PDCA cycle and the cone of uncertainty. Check me out on YouTube, because I can actually show you visuals of the PDCA cycle. I am your innovator, Nevada Smith, and you've been listening to the Innovation Drive podcast.